This is JIS News. Coming up, Yala's farmers benefit from new irrigation system. Government receives energy grant from the UK and Riverton Access Road to be repaired. Details after this message. Stay with us.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Now the news. Farmers in Yala St. Thomas are now benefiting from a $395 million irrigation system. The facility, which will benefit the communities of Phillips Field, Hearties and Norris, was officially commissioned into service by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller Thursday. The Prime Minister also used the opportunity to officially launch the Yala's Agri Park. The park is already in operation, with 22 acres of onion now under production.
I implore the farmers of Yala's to make good use of this facility, as well as the infrastructure we will be putting in place under the AgriPark program. You're all well poised to make a significant contribution to your welfare, to the nation's food security, to rural development, and to the overall growth and prosperity of Jamaica land we love.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller was speaking in Yala's Thursday. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says phase two of the irrigation project is now being conceptualized to address the needs of adjoining communities. The government's renewable energy program has received a boost from the United Kingdom through a grant of $4.8 million to the Wigton Wind Farm in Manchester. The grant will fund the installation of solar panels for a training lab at the facility and the purchase of a wind turbine. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the support will enable renewable energy training for Jamaicans.
The establishment of the lab as we launch it is certainly in keeping with the mandate that was issued to the PCJ and to Wigton to ensure that as we establish these facilities, as we focus on renewables, that we have the appropriate facilities that can train our people to enable us to better utilize the high technology that we have been exposed to and that we have to operate.
Minister Paulwell was addressing the signing ceremony for the grant at the facility on Thursday. Wigton will begin its extensive renewable energy training program by mid-2015. The Education Ministry is to start administering tests to determine the social and emotional issues facing students deemed at risk. Testing will start in February with students in grades 1, 8 and 9. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the ministry will also provide treatment and interventions where possible to help the students improve their academic performances.
In some cases, it may mean providing a pair of eyeglasses or a lunch money or a breakfast. In some cases, it means dealing with those who are scarred by violence in their community. It may mean to others, those who are suffering from the emotional fracture of having no effective father or mother or both.
Minister Thwaite was speaking at the weekly Jamaica House press briefing Thursday. And work to repair the access road to Jamaica's largest landfill in Riverton City is set to start in March. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott says repairs will be carried out through an arrangement between the governments of Jamaica and Mexico. The $1 million initiative will be financed through the Mesoamerica Equity Fund facility.
We hope that once the construction is completed, we'll be able to utilize the landfill both day and night, as well as to alleviate the dust nuisance for the citizens.
Minister Arscott was speaking during a recent visit to the landfill. He says repairs should be completed by the end of March. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.